Spoils of War by Katherine Collier.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Tightening the belt on your trousers only makes them look worse. Just clip on the braces. Charlie Rushenko glanced up and saw the reflection of his wife, Alma, staring back at him in the dressing room table mirror. "I look enough of a clown without wearing baggy trousers," he growled in his guttural Russian accent. "You don't look like a clown," Alma countered, elated by the first non-monosyllabic reply she'd extracted from him in 2 days. "You've put on some weight." "Not enough to stop people staring." "You heard Andrew the same as me. If you rested more..." "I would stop breathing." Anxious to avoid an argument that would result in Charlie retreating even further into the private world that she had failed to penetrate since his return from the war, Alma gritted her teeth and lifted his suit jacket from the bed. "No one will notice how loose your trousers are once you put this on." "Only because they'll be too busy looking at my beautiful wife." Knowing the compliment was the closest she would get to an apology for snapping at her, Alma managed a smile as she helped him into the jacket. It was even worse than his trousers, hanging hopelessly loose on his emaciated frame. "I had my old green velvet evening dress cut down," she continued, conscious that she was talking too fast and too loud in an attempt to divert his attention.